Alright guys, so the games have begun. And what a perfect time of year for this Moonlight Sonata. So, tell the viewers at home your name. My name is Rebecca. Okay, come on, you're not being honest, are you? Tell them your real one, sweetheart. My name is Victoria. What are you here to do, Vicky? I'm here to have sex. That's great. You like big ones, right? Yes, I love huge cock. And they're letting you live here rent-free? The next 2 weeks leading into June proved uneventful, at least when compared to the excitement of what I had recently experienced. Ian had begun showing up more and more unannounced, but for the most part, it felt like the start of a normal summer. All with the exception of one thing. After Augustin firmly insisted I make use of one of the club's unused pieces of real estate, plus advanced me a month's paycheck, I found myself under a drastically different standard of living. One that beats the crap out of living off ramen and stealing the neighbor's Wi-Fi. My new boss said someone should take care of it since it was just sitting here. My mother leveled a suspicious look I haven't seen since I was a teen my way. You're not doing anything weird, right? Not really. Just working as a rent boy to pay for college. Oh, is that all? Well, if you're going to be house-sitting such a swanky place, I think we might be due for a change of scenery for our movie night. I'm coming in. Better put your cock away. Oh, hello, Miss Turner. I didn't know you were here. I was saying, relax, Ian. We've all heard the word before. Sorry, what word? I couldn't hear him through the door. Cock. He said to put your cock away, I believe. Eh-heh. For whatever reason, my mom remains the only person who can make Ian feel embarrassed about his behavior. It had developed into a well-oiled routine over the years, one I'm glad to see still works to this day. Oh, come here. It's nice to see you, Ian. I want to thank you for getting my son a job. It clearly comes with some perks. No problem. So you guys have something planned today? He's actually giving me a ride to work. I mentioned it earlier, remember? Oh, yeah, you did say that. Grim doesn't have a car, so it's up to me to bus him around. He really should be more grateful. Well, it's great he's got such a great friend to depend on. Don't you agree, Grim? I think if you're gonna be so pleased with yourself about it, I'll just take the subway from now on. Later on, back at the club after not taking the subway. Good, you're all here. I wanted to go over our inaugural week's theme. Before you start yakking our heads off, can you clarify something first? What is it, Miss Lynch? If we're just checking in for the week, why do we have to be dressed like this? I wanted to see how you girls looked in this week's uniform. To figure out if I need to make any adjustments to it before Saturday. I think we look hot. What do you say, Rosie? It's a little embarrassing. Feels like a Halloween costume. I know, isn't that fun? Well, I think all three of you girls look wonderful in it. Without a doubt, it'll be a crowd pleaser. Wouldn't you say, Grim, Killian? I think I need to see more before I can form an educated opinion. Why don't you girls turn around? Give us a little spin. I say that's a scholarly idea if I've ever heard one. Pig. Ta-da! Oh, come on, ladies, you heard the boss woman. It's all part of the job, right? Spurred on by Felicia's words, Rosalind followed Felicia's example. Whatever. Ooh, yeah. Veronica gave a quick spin of her own. You take it all in, you take it all in, you perv? You bet. Look, that's a body of work there. She ought to be damn proud of it. Well, who looks best in this uniform? We know how this is going, folks. My eyes were drawn back to Veronica. Yep, she's the one for sure. There's just something about a woman with muscles that contrasts wonderfully with the bunny costume. Plus, those heels show off her long legs splendidly. It's Veronica. Gee, thanks. I say it's Felicia, not that it isn't close. What will we do without the pretty boy's approval? Can we move on to why we're here, please? I suppose it's time. I did gather you here for a reason. I am a busy woman, after all. This being the first week, it's only proper we introduce you girls to our members ahead of time. Plus, I think it'll help loosen you up. Loosen us up? To put it bluntly, two of you standing here have no experience with what you're walking into this week. I thought you've explained it pretty well, to be honest. It's gonna involve lots of sex, bondage, toys, a little pain, humiliation, lots and lots of pleasure. Anything you can throw at us to get a room full of old men off, right? Ian said you guys don't fuck around. It sounds like it's gonna be awesome. You are a unique woman, aren't you, Miss Ford? Such an unusual request for your prize, too. I'm gonna look forward to making you regret taking this so lightly. I believe you, heh. What did she ask for? Beats me, but I knew telling her about the club was a good idea. I know you got a taste of it, right? Experience it firsthand? I don't know who to put my money on winning this thing. That freakish redhead or her. So, with those two goals in mind, I thought I'd get the three of you to help with this week's promotional material. You're gonna market us like some kind of good? And why wouldn't I? That's why you three are now, for the next 4 weeks, you are the Carnation Club's product. What are you gonna have us do? We're gonna film something of a calling card for our members. The goal is to promote early engagement. Get our members excited to meet you girls and encourage some early betting on this Saturday's outcome. Sounds fun. I'm game. I'll do whatever's asked of me. Let's do this. The club members bet on the outcome of the matches? Of course they do. Anything that has a winner will have people betting on it. That's basically a universal truth. Money flows in and out of this place in a lot of ways. Gambling is a big one this time of year. Mr. Turner, I'm gonna let you have first pick. Pulling me back to the matter at hand, Miss Pullman directed the conversation my way. What am I picking? We'll be splitting up to film individual footage of each of the girls. I'll let you pick who you want to work with. I'm not a videographer, though. You're not expected to be Vittorio Storaro here. Just shoot and talk. The old men eat this gonzo-style shit up. So you just want me to interview one of them? Exactly. Profile them. Ask them questions. Get them to open up and play to the camera. Maybe have them say some dirty things. I looked back over at Rosalind and the rest of the girls. The goal is to sell the viewer on your carnation. Maybe tie it to this week's theme if you're creative enough. You haven't told us what this week's theme is yet. I didn't? I got ahead of myself, it seems. You see, ladies, each exhibition night has its own theme. 4 weeks, 4 Saturdays, 4 themes to center that night's activities around. This week's theme is an understated one. Service. Understated? She means like hand jobs, blow jobs, tit jobs, right, Kat? That actually doesn't sound too bad. Considering what Veronica endured a couple of weeks ago, I suppose that does sound pretty tame in comparison. You'd both be mistaken. It's nothing as banal. Service is about attitude, hard work, the willing diminishment of the individual. I should have known better than to ask. Turning sucking a dick into some greater purpose. What a crock of... Ignoring Veronica's comment, Miss Pullman returned her attention back to me and asked the same question she'd posed earlier. Who will it be, Mr. Turner? I'll let you pick since you're our newest employee. Who do I want to work with here? I'll be filming and interviewing them. I could use this as a chance to get to know one of them better. Rosalind seems easy to get along with, or at least she's amicable. Plus, I like to think we shared something the night we met. Veronica, on the other hand, is pretty prickly. Not that I blame her, considering where she stands and who I represent. Working together might be difficult, but maybe I could use this opportunity to show her I'm on her side. Then there's Felicia. She'd be the easiest to work with, considering our existing rapport. I don't know if I want to do it all with Veronica, but I don't want to miss any scenes with Veronica as well. So I'm kind of biased here. I'd like to do them all. Like, if I was playing this game not live, I'd actually be doing every single one of them. I'd be going back to check the other one, then check the other one. Because that's my favorite part, is doing the interviews and all that. Maybe we will do that. I'll take Veronica. I suppose that suits me. Better you than the old bat. Despite her precarious position, Veronica never seems to miss the opportunity to lay into the woman holding the purse strings. Very well. Who do you want, Killian? He'll take Felicia. Way to make a girl feel wanted. Oh, he picked Rosalind. Oh, don't be like that, Felicia. You and I know each other pretty well. That kind of thing is pretty hard to hide on film. Plus, some of the questions would be pretty personal, and I know you hate that shit. It'd be less embarrassing with a stranger, yeah? Guess I'm with Kat, then. While Ian and Felicia conversed, Miss Pullman had made a short call. Not a minute later, a woman I vaguely recognized from the past few weeks entered. If I recall correctly, she was holding a large sum of money to August the first time I saw her. Grim, have you met Dahlia? No, I haven't had the pleasure. She's one of our house girls. The head girl, actually. What does the head house girl do around here? Administrative things. On top of her regular duties, she handles cash, keeps tabs on the other girls, and lets me or August know if any problems come up when one makes a house call. She means she snitches on the other girls when they do something bad or smooths things over when a member gets pissed about something. Dolly looked unhappy to hear it put out so bluntly. Would you be a dear and take Mr. Turner to our soundproof set? I'd get Warren to do it, but I let Augie borrow him for his meeting with those money-grubbing friends of his. He doesn't quite know his way around the hidden parts of the building yet. Yes, Miss Pullman. Good, I'll be filming here. Ian can use Charles's office. Before I go, I'm not exactly clear on what I should specifically be doing or asking. Oh, I think you know. You've seen your share of cheap pornos, right? If you haven't, you can always call home and ask for advice. Huh? I don't get it. Yeah, I think I know what you're expecting. Bitch. Don't forget the camera. Oh, and if you do good on this task, rather, a good job, expect a nice mind-blowing reward in your future. I like to reinforce excellence. The chair might be a little too big for her, don't you guys think? Right this way, Mr. Turner, if you'll follow me. Dahlia did what was asked of her, leading Veronica and me through the inner workings of the unoccupied office building, part of the club, until we finally arrived at our destination. A studio set complete with a photography backdrop. You gotta be kidding me. There's no end of this place's amenities. Here we are. I'm sure you remember how to get back, if there's nothing else. A photography studio? You gonna tell me this place has a gym, too? It does, actually. Who knew all it took to run a successful gym was to fill it with prostitutes? And a surprising move, Veronica made a joke at her own expense. I didn't even know that the steely woman was capable of cracking a joke. You'd be surprised. It's mostly used by the house girls. Dr. Kohler wants us fighting fit, as he says. You're welcome to use it, though. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Welcome to the club, by the way. If you ever need access to any of the house girls, let me know. I take care of scheduling for that sort of thing. Without waiting for a response, Dahlia turned on the heels of her feet and left Veronica and me alone in the vacant studio. She hides it well, but I can tell that woman is a ball of nervous energy. She comes off like she's running on fumes. That woman's got the presence of a cat backed into a corner. You think so? How can you tell? That's just my impression. And I'm usually pretty good at reading people. I have a pretty good idea how the old bat expects this to go. It's like one of those porno casting things, yeah? Yep, yeah, there's the couch. That's the way it sounded. I'll ask you some personal questions, ask you to undress, that kind of thing. Ha! Well, I guess I shouldn't complain. It's child's play when compared to what's coming this weekend. How do you want me? I was struck by how surprisingly cooperative Veronica was being. I was expecting much more griping and pushback. Just sit down and get comfortable. I have to say, you seem a lot more agreeable than the last time we worked together. Oh, you've noticed, eh? Well, don't let it go to your head. It's not because I suddenly think you're a swell guy. But can you blame me for being on edge a couple of weeks ago? I was in the middle of some pretty harrowing shit, and that was before that bitch had me guzzle down a bucket full of semen. Fair enough. Now I've had time to compartmentalize what I have to do. No point in making a thing like this difficult, is there? Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was worried how this might go. If that's the case, why did you pick me over that blonde bimbo and Rose? Why did I choose to work with Veronica? Well, I picked you because you're the most attractive of the three. You've got to be kidding me. That's your reason? Good as any, right? Not like I know any of you well enough to have anything else to go off of. Well, I'm not gonna bitch and moan. Better to work with you rather than with that old bag or that handsy pretty boy. I don't think she has to worry about Ian trying a sneak attack considering he witnessed her bust the last guy's nose. I'll make sure this is working. Then we can get started. Okay, rolling! Please tell our members your name. Our members. The words still sounded alien to me, but I am part of this, I guess. I'm Veronica. Short and to the point. Okay, her name. That was an easy enough place to start, but what's next? I'm supposed to be introducing her like a porno vid. A mental script began forming in my head. How old are you, Veronica? I'm 32 years old. And what's your reason for entering the summer exhibition? I'm here to win some money. She's coming off pretty stilted here. What's the money for? For my business. Okay, I'm gonna cut here for a second. Why? What's the matter? How can I say this? Tell her she needs to loosen up or tell her she's about as sexy as a piece of wood right now? Well, you're as stiff as a board right now and about as sexy as one, too. We need to loosen you up a little. How the hell do you expect me to do that? It's not like I've ever done something like this before. Plus, I'm wearing this ridiculous costume with a camera pointed in my face. She makes a good point. All things considered, a normal person would be clamming up completely right about now. Still, Miss Pullman mentioned something about a reward if I did a good job, though it's not like I'm entirely sure I want whatever it'll be in the first place. Still, a job worth doing is worth doing right. At least that's what the compulsive urge in the pit of my stomach tells me. I've got an idea that might help if you're open to it. I recalled something I heard a few times during old episodes of Inside the Actor's Studio that my mother would always watch. A quick but firm shoulder and neck massage does miracles to loosen you up when you're feeling physically stiff. How about I give you a massage? This isn't you making a pathetic move on me, is it? Absolutely not. I just want you to release some tension before we begin shooting again. Wouldn't hurt to put your best foot forward for the club's members, would it? Yeah, because that's something I really give a shit about. You should, shouldn't you? I mean, you're here for a reason, right? You want to win. Damn, I hate that you're right about that. All right, we'll try it your way. Get over here and give me a massage. Right away, ma'am. If you'll get comfortable. I position myself above Veronica and set to work kneading, rubbing, squeezing, caressing, prodding, nudging, or whatever terms you might attribute to an amateur masseuse working purely on a combination of what he's seen on TV and instinct. Veronica had tensed up when my fingertips met the nape of her speckled neck, but gradually became more comfortable as I developed a feel for what I was doing. My digits worked their way from her collar down to her broad shoulder, digging tentatively into the rigid surface of her trapezius muscles. She really is built like a rock. You're not actually half bad at this. Beginner's luck, I guess. Don't tell me you offered to give me a massage when you've never done one before. I guess I just popped off the first solution that entered my mind. That's the spot, right there. I doubled my efforts precisely where she instructed. For you being new at this, you got some magical hands. I wonder what else you can do with those bad boys. She shot me an out-of-character, flirtatious look. Haha, I'm just fucking with you. You're not exactly my type. Right, with the way she handled Miss Pullman, it's probably safe to say she bats for the other team. Although I don't necessarily have confirmation on that. I probably shouldn't let her being a tad friendlier spin into a dumb male fantasy. Okay, I think I'm sufficiently loosened up. Let's get this over with. I've got a meeting in a couple of hours. Alright, I'll go get the camera. Okay, we're rolling again. Tell the people your name, please. Or rather, the people at home, your name, please. My name is Veronica. Veronica what? Lynch. Veronica Lynch. How old are you, Veronica Lynch? I'm 32. That puts you as the youngest of the carnations. I'm not really worried about the other two. Oh, you don't see them as your competition? Rosalind's a nice gal and all, but it only takes one look at her to see she's out of her depth. What about Felicia? I'm worried about a rich airhead who has never had to worry about money in her life. Gotta say, whether or not she's underestimating the other carnations, this kind of bravado might make her popular with the club's patrons. This is going pretty good. Why are you here exactly? To win money to save my business. Well, since you're so confident, let's get a look at you then. Stand up. The red-headed Amazon did as I asked, taking to her feet with a burst of energy. That's not to say that her size detracted from her feminine appeal. It was quite the opposite. She had broad hips and large breasts fitting for her stature, which created a unique contrast when compared to her absurdly defined six-pack and bulging arms. Hey, say, it was a dichotomy I wanted to explore further. I want to see you with your hair down. It's your show. With a concise motion, Veronica reached behind her head and removed the hair tie, keeping her ponytail afloat. All at once, a cascade of fiery locks messily snaked down the Amazon's shoulders and back, only to be rearranged by a vigorous head shake and tussling. Damn! She looked like a warrior goddess, a flaming mane of luxurious hair accentuating her more fierce features. The only thing hampering that impression is that pesky costume. Let's get you out of that silly bunny costume. Lose all of it. The leotard and fishnets. Wordlessly, she began to undress, setting to the task without any sense of panache. She may have had a lot of confidence that she'll win the exhibition, but the tepid half-hearted display would suggest otherwise. Then again, like Miss Pullman said, that kind of attitude has its own distinct charm. Even though I've been inundated with the nude female form these past few weeks, I still couldn't help that breathless feeling coming over me at seeing Veronica's nude form in its unimpeded glory. You're starting to drool, String Bean. Although I guess I do work hard for this body. Exactly! Guess I can't blame you for using your peepers. On second thought, maybe she isn't so tepid when it comes to this stuff. I should get the ball rolling again on the interview, so let's... If she's so proud of her muscles, then let's get a closer look at those glutes. Give the camera a spin and let's get a look at your back. Is this what you want? Yes, I think the viewers at home definitely want that. Veronica's got a fine ass, well sculpted from a strenuous workout regime, no doubt. I bet that thing has little to no give. Part of me wants to investigate that hypothesis. Perfect, actually. Turn back around now. We're gonna move on to some dirty questions now. Alright, on your knees. As she peered up at me with her come-hither eyes. Look at those eyes. I drew closer to her, taking care to frame the shot in a way that suggested Veronica's complete subservience and submission. I mean, that's fitting for this week's theme, right? A laundry list of illicit questions had begun to write itself in my mind. I shouldn't ask all of them, though. Three of them should provide enough footage to keep Miss Pullman happy. I'm curious. What's your dirtiest sexual fantasy or fetish? She seems to be seriously considering it. It's kind of weird. Wait a minute, is she blushing? What is it? Come on, tell the camera. I like smells, you know, body odor and sweat. That's the thing that turns me on the most. That's interesting. Does that mean owning a gym gets you going? You ever find a closet to jill off in after a personal training session? Of course not. I can't say that I don't get horny after a good workout, though. Wow, she was surprisingly frank with that question. I should use this momentum and pivot to another question. Are we really going to ask her her body count? Tell me about your sexual experience. How often do you have sex? Not as much as I'd like, to be honest. That's not really an answer to the question. Sure it is, just a vague one. She really has no refinement for this kind of thing. Sorry, you're right. It probably averages about once a month, sometimes twice, depending on how stressed I get. Who do you have sex with? People at bars. Anyone who's bold enough not to be intimidated by a woman like myself. Yeah, a lot of these guys are like, I want a muscular girl, right? But they won't actually go up to him because they're afraid that for some odd reason, oh, she's going to pound me into the dirt. Muscle women are still women. Like, I got to tell you. There might be a lot of testosterone and the hormones and HGH, all that kind of stuff. They're still women. Trust me. So just casual encounters then? Pretty much. I don't really have time for anything serious. Our matter of factness here isn't making for a sexy interview. I should pivot to another question. There is a question that came up when she picked Miss Pullman as her partner 2 weeks ago. Veronica's taste in men. Namely, if she has any. Tell me about your taste in men. Who's your ideal partner? I like the cute, girly kind of men. Coincidentally, that's also how I like my women. So you're bisexual then? Of course. Sure, though I don't really think too much about it. No, I don't think she would. I care more about my partner's appearance rather than what they've got under the hood. Exactly. And you see that with a lot of the muscular women, a lot of the ones that I've talked to. And I mean, not all the time. There are some absolute straight as an arrow conservative muscle women. Like, it's a real thing, guys. I've seen it. But then you got those that are just, oh, yeah, I've got a husband. I get with this girl and this girl, whatever. I mean, it's more for him sometimes. He doesn't matter. Or he doesn't mind, rather. But it doesn't matter to her. So anyone who's cute? Nothing better than riding a dainty looking guy's face until it's gasping for air, I guess. Or I say. Plus, cute people make the ugliest faces when they come. A fat slob blowing his load will look like a fat slob no matter how twisted his face gets. A cute face, however, provides that right kind of contrast. Jeez, who internalizes something like that? You'd be surprised. When people get down to fetishes, they get down to fetishes. Her, for starters, I guess. Does that satisfactorily answer your question? It certainly does. That's a pretty hot way to end Veronica's profile. I think that should do it for the questions. Good, my tits are getting cold just kneeling here. I do think we should end it all proper-like, though. Of course you do. What do you want me to do? Well, okay, so this is where we're going to end it because, well, we can get by with just a regular on this because it's not, I mean, just having her nude and talking about sex is still, you know, it's still okay, it's decent, it's regular, but if we have her doing actual sexual things, like with her body, any kind of sex acts, then I have to put a not safe for work on it. So we're just going to go ahead and end it right here, guys, so we can get that one nipped in the bud. We're actually over time a little bit anyway. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time with probably a not safe for work video with more pale carnations. I'm out, guys. See you next time.